Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. It's showtime.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to BBC Radio Gloucestershire with me, Wink Taylor.
Give a round of applause for the Winter Freak Show!
As the spectators erupted into rapturous applause, Nico slipped off the stage and his performers charged in from the edges of the platform. The creatures of illusion poured in on all fours, or unfurled their wings and took flight. A torrent of excited and frightened gasps passed through the audience. The Winter Freak Show had indeed begun.
Liverpool's Christmas Family Pantomime Spectacular. Cinderella at the Auditorium Echo Arena, Liverpool. Visit echoarena.com.
The London Monster, or Nico, as you've come to be identified, the hangman continued. You've been found guilty of these hideous crimes and refuse to tell us where you have hidden the bodies of our sweet, innocent children.
I don't know where they are, Nico sighed.
Have you made your peace for the afterlife?
I have.
Then I now declare that you'll be hung by the neck until dead, and then anatomised. Do you have any last words?
I do, said Nico, clearing his throat.
Good people of London, I have lived a long life and seen things that most men could only ever dream of. All of these things used to mean a great deal to my character, but now, facing death, I wonder what I have really achieved. I'll tell you. I have promoted goodwill to all men.
Lawyer! You killed those children!
Came a shout from the crowd.
No! Hear me out. I still maintain my innocence.
He paused, reclaiming his train of thought, then continued.
I have gone through toil and hardship and sacrificed everything to remind people what matters most in life. Compassion. I know your world is dark right now. But even in darkness, don't let shadows consume you. Be a light for those who are lost in the dark. Show the same compassion to everyone that you would show your children. That advice is the greatest gift you could ever receive.
By the time Nico had stopped talking, all chatter had ceased. Everyone in the vast crowd strained to listen to Nico's words. Tears glistened in some eyes. Despite the crimes they thought he had committed, there was something that told them they had the wrong man.